No, in honor of Jiva Goswami's appearance, I'm going to begin by asking you to share what you think of when you think of Jiva Goswami.
一提到 Jiva Goswami, 大家脑子里面会有些什么样的想法？
He's one of the six Goswamis.
你要知道的, Jiva Goswami 是六位 Goswami 之一。
Who are the other five of the six Goswamis?
那么其他的这个五位 Goswami 是谁呢？ 除了 Jiva Goswami 以外。
Who knows?
啊? Rupa Goswami.
Rupa Goswami.
Sanatana Goswami.
Sanatana Goswami.
Raghunath Das Goswami.
Raghunath Bhatta Goswami. One more to go.
There you go.
Shri Rupa Shri Sanatan Bhatta Raghunatha Shri Jiva Gopala Bhatta Dasa Raghunatha Gopala Bhatta Goswami. There's the six Goswamis. What else do you think of in relation to Jiva Goswami when you hear his name? What do you think of?
那么当你们听到Jiva Goswami的名字以后, 你们脑子里面还会有什么想法呢?
他写了很多书。
He has written many books.
Yes, he did. He wrote many, many books.
的确,他写了很多很多的书。
He wrote, not only wrote many books, he wrote many verses in those many books.
他不仅写了很多书,而且在这些书里面呢,他写了很多的诗节。
He wrote 400,000 verses in Sanskrit.
他写了40万个梵文的诗节。
400,000 verses.
40万个梵文的诗节。
Let's take some look at what that means.
那么,
how many verses are there in Bhagavad Gita?
伯家梵歌里面有几个诗节啊?
700 verses. How many verses are there in Srimad Bhagavatam?
圣经伯家瓦坛里面有几个诗节啊?
18,000 verses.
Right.
How many verses are there in Mahabharata?
Mahabharata里面有几个诗节啊?
100,000. So, you know how big 18,000 verses is when you have it translated? Srimad Bhagavatam.
你知道的,这个一部圣经《伯家瓦坛》有18,000个诗节。 那么它翻译出来以后,多么的浩瀚。
100,000.
如果是10万个世界呢? 那不更多,
is many times more than 18,000.
10万个世界的比18,000个世界的要多好几倍。
It's more than 5 Srimad Bhagavatams.
是5倍还多。
Almost 6 Srimad Bhagavatams.
几乎是6倍, 6部 Srimad Bhagavatams.
So, Jiva Goswami wrote about 3 Mahabharatas, about 6 or 7 Srimad Bhagavatams, 7 or 8 Bhagavad Gitas, and a number of other books.
那么这个 Jiva Goswami呢，他大概写了这个三部这个 Mahabharat 以及五六部这个伯家瓦坛这样多的书。
It's inconceivable.
所以不可思议。
When you read Mahabharat, also it's story. It's one verse. Is part of a story, it's just narrative.
那么呢,当你读这个Mahabharata的时候呢,那讲述的都是故事,一个诗节,诗节描述的就是故事。
But the writings of Jiva Goswami were mainly intense philosophical discussions.
但是呢,Jiva Goswami所写的这个书啊,是这个哲学性非常强的这个诗节。
Just to give you an idea.
这里给你一个主意,一个
There's one devotee whose parents are Indian, but he was born in America.
那么呢，有一个奉献者呢，啊，他的父母呢是印度人，但是呢，他自己本身是出生在美国。
When he was 16 years old, he was given a full scholarship to Oxford University.
那么呢，啊，当他16岁的时候啊，他获得了这个牛津大学的这个奖学金制度。Oxford
University is one of the topmost universities in the world.
这个牛津大学呢，是当今世界上啊最高等的这个学府。
In London.
是在美国, 在英国,
and he did his PhD thesis on three verses of one book of Jiva Goswami.
那么呢，啊，这个他呢，这个写了这个博士论文。那么博士论文是基于什么呢？啊，基于Jiva Goswami的啊这个书中的三个师节写了一篇博士论文。
And Jiva Goswami wrote 400,000 of those kind of verses.
那么呢，这个Jiva Goswami呢，啊，大概写了啊，像这样的诗节，大概有40万的诗节。The
intellect of Jiva Goswami is not to be compared with anything in this world.
那么Jiva Goswami的这个智力啊，是这个世界上没有人能够相比的。Once
Srila Prabhupada was describing Jiva Goswami's scholarship.
那么呢，有一次呢，这个Srila Prabhupada在描述Jiva Goswami的啊学这个学术能力。Never
before Jiva Goswami or since Jiva Goswami has there been someone of such scholarship as Jiva Goswami.
也就是说呢，啊，Jiva Goswami 之前以及之后啊都没有一个像Jiva Goswami 那样啊有学识的人啊，前无古人啊，后无来者。
And that's the person whose life we're going to speak about today.
那么今天我们就要讲这样的一个人的这个生平。
What else can you think of about Jiva Goswami?
就Jiva Goswami 大家还能够想到什么? He's the nephew of Rupa and Sanatana.
Yeah.
他是这个Rupa Goswami 和Sanatana Goswami 的侄子。
Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami were brothers.
那么Rupa Goswami 和Sanatana Goswami 呢，他们是两兄弟。
They had a third brother.
他们也有第三个兄弟。
His third brother, the third brother was named Anupam.
那么呢，这第三个兄弟的名字叫做Anupam。
Anupam had one son.
那么Anupam呢，生了一个儿子。
His name was Jiva.
那么他的儿子名字便叫做Jiva。
Anupam sometime after Jiva was born, his father died.
那么呢，这个在Jiva Goswami 出生了没多久，他的父亲 Anupam 就去世了。
After Jiva Goswami grew up,
那么Jiva Goswami 长大以后,
he went to live in Vrindavan.
他便居住在Vrindavan.
And he lived as one of the six Goswamis who the nephew of Rupa and Sanatana.
那么呢，便作为六位Goswami其中之一，以及啊这个Rupa Sanatana Goswami 的侄子在那里啊这个居住着。
So Jiva Goswami was the youngest of the six Goswamis.
那么呢，Jiva Goswami 呢是六位Goswami 当中呢最年轻的一位。
For that reason, Jiva Goswami is listed in our disciplic succession as the prominent acharya after Rupa and Sanatana Goswami.
那么也就是因为这个原因呢，啊，这个Jiva Goswami 呢，便被排在这个啊，在我们使徒传递系列当中啊，排在这个啊Rupa和 Sanatana Goswami 之后的这么一位 acharya.
What else do you think of when you think of Jiva Goswami?
那么呢，大家就Jiva Goswami 还有什么想法？
Very important, two very important additional things.
那么还有两件非常重要的事儿。
Actually three.
实际上还有三件。
One was he was the instructing guru for the next members of the disciplic succession, prominent members of the disciplic succession.
那么一件事就是什么呢？他是这个从那以后留下来的这个使徒传递系列的
Narottam Das Thakur.
比如说Narottam Das Thakur.
Srinivas Acharya, and Shyamananda Prabhu. Those three became the principal students of Jiva Goswami. And they carried on the disciplic line following the six Goswamis. Each of the three of them had different spiritual master. But Jiva Goswami was the instructing guru of all three. Second thing is this. Jiva Goswami began the first traveling Sankirtan party on behalf of Lord Chaitanya. Traveling Sankirtan is very common today. Some, mostly brahmacharis, but some devotees from some area, they get some vehicle and put books in the vehicle and travel around the countryside giving Krishna conscious literature to people. It's very common throughout the world of ISKCON today in different countries. The first traveling Sankirtan party was established by Jiva Goswami. So here's the third part of his contribution. He had the vision to create libraries of the Goswami literature. He was a renunciate. So he didn't need money. But when people gave him money, he used it to engage scribes, men that could write books, and he would have them make copies of the Goswami books. There weren't printing presses at that time. Everything was done by hand. So he engaged people in making hand copies of the Goswami books. And he kept copies of each of the book in different libraries in the Vrindavan area. So he preserved that very, very valuable literature. But he didn't want to keep that knowledge just in Vrindavan. So following the desire and will of Lord Chaitanya, he sent these three principal students to go spread Krishna consciousness throughout the land of India. And he gave them copies of the Goswami books and a bullock cart. What else?
还有什么?
Deity worship.
还有呢,就是神像崇拜。
Jiva Goswami and deity worship, what do you know?
那么呢,Jiva Goswami 崇拜神像,这件事大家了不了解?
Radha Damodar.
Radha Damodar 形象.
How many here have been to Vrindavan?
在座的有多少人去过 Vrindavan?
I'm sure you went to the Radha Damodar Temple.
我相信你们肯定去了 Radha Damodar Temple.
And the Radha Damodar Temple was the place where Jiva Goswami stayed and where he worshipped Radha Damodar.
那么呢，这个 Radha Damodar 庙宇呢，便是Jiva Goswami的这个居住的地方。那么他在那儿呢，崇拜着 Radha Damodar 形象。
So now you have a lot to think about when you think of Jiva Goswami.
所以现在呢，当你想到Jiva Goswami的时候呢，你便会想到很多的东西。Now
here's some more details.
那么这里还有一些细节。
The first time that the three brothers, Rupa, Sanatan, and Anupam, when they met Lord Chaitanya,
那么呢，Rupa, Sanatan 以及 Anupam 这三个兄弟啊，第一次这个见到这个 Chaitanya Prabhu 的时间是
Jiva Goswami was just a small infant.
在那时候呢，Jiva Goswami 呢仅仅是一个小婴儿。
The situation was Lord Chaitanya was planning a journey to Vrindavan.
当时呢，这个铁达尔巴布呢正计划着去Vrindavan旅行。
But instead of going straight to Vrindavan, he first went to Navadvip.
那么呢，这个当时呢，他没有直接去Vrindavan，而是呢，去了Navadvip。
It's something like if you're in Nanning and you want to go to Guangzhou, you go first to Beijing.
那就好像什么呢？你现在在南宁，这个想去广州，但是呢，你不是直接去广州，而是先去了北京。
It's not on the way to Guangzhou, is it?
那这个去广州路就蛮远。He
went way out of his way because he wanted to meet Rupa and Sanatan.
啊，这个北京不是。 去广州的路上，但是呢，因为他想见Rupa Sanatan，所以他就一直去到那么远去见他们。Rupa
and Sanatan had heard about Lord Chaitanya, but they hadn't met Lord Chaitanya yet.
这个Rupa Sanatan呢，他们听到过Chaitanya，却没有见过。They
were writing him letters.
啊，这个他们呢，写信给Chaitanya写过信。And
some messengers were carrying those letters from where they lived in Bengal, to Puri, to Lord Chaitanya.
那么呢，这个一些信差呢，这个将他们的信件呢，传递到了Puri。
And they were expressing their deep attachment for Lord Chaitanya, even they had never met him.
那么尽管呢，他们从来没有见过Chaitanya Mahaprabhu，在信中呢，他却表达了对Chaitanya Mahaprabhu深深的依附。
But they had heard of his glories and they had heard of his teachings.
然后呢，他们也听过铁达尔玛巴布的荣耀。
So they expressed their deep desire to become his disciple.
所以在信中呢，他们强烈地表达了要成为铁达尔玛巴布的这个门徒的愿望。
And to assist him in his mission.
并且呢，协助他的使命。
They also expressed their detachment from the whole program that they were presently engaged in the service of the government.
同时呢，他们也表达了要对自己目前的这个职位不依附的，因为他目前呢在政府机关工作，所以他就表达了自己对目前在政府机关的这个工作不依附的这么一种愿望。Lord
Chaitanya's replies were very brief.
那么，铁达尔巴布呢简要的给他们回了信。He
indicated that he would, by the will of Providence, the Supreme, they would somehow meet together.
那么呢，铁达尔巴布说到了，在这个天意的安排下，有朝一日他们肯定能够相会。So
he arranged the meeting.
所以呢，铁达尔巴布便安排了他们的会面。On
his way to Vrindavan.
就是在他去 Vrindavan 的路途上。He
stopped at Ramakeli.
那么呢？ 他就在 Ramakeli 这个地方停了下来。
Ramakeli was the capital of the Qazi who was then the in charge of the whole of Bengal.
那么呢， Ramakeli 呢是这个 Qazi 这个统治的地方，也就是大片的这个孟加拉那个区域。
And the three brothers were engaged in service to that cousin.
那么这三个兄弟呢，当时呢就在啊卡西的政府机关呢服务。
They were forced to do that, otherwise the Kazi said he would kill all the Vaishnavas in the land.
那么呢，他们被迫这样做，为什么呢？因为啊，卡西这个恐吓他们说的，不然的话呢，啊，他们就会把所有那一地区的Vaishnava全部给杀掉。
They were very expert and highly intelligent.
他们呢？ 这三兄弟啊，非常专业，而且非常有智慧。
And as a result, the people in the whole of the area were very happy.
那么其结果呢，就是什么呢？啊，那一区域的人们呢，都非常的快乐。
And the Kazi knew if I took them into my assistance as government officers.
那么呢，Kazi就想啊，如果我能够让他们都到我的政府机关来工作的话。
I can rule very peacefully.
啊，我就可以很平和的统治那一地区。
So he approached the brothers.
所以呢，啊，他就来到这三位兄弟的跟前。
He said, "I'll give you a choice."
那么呢，说到了，我给你们三个的选择。
You assist me in my government, and you take a government post.
啊，这个要么呢，你到我的这个政府机关来任职。
I'll provide each of you with very nice palaces and lots of money and everything you want.
啊，我会向你们提供呢啊这个宫殿的住宿啊，以及你想要什么都会给你们什么。
And the other choice is you say no, and I'll torture all the Vaishnavas in the land.
啊，那么另外一个选择就是什么呢？如果你说不的话，那么我就会这个折磨在我这个地区的所有的 Vaishnavas.
So you think about it. Let me know what you'd like to do.
啊，所以你想想。 告诉我你要做，你要怎么，你要选择哪一个？
They didn't want either one.
They
didn't want either choice.
啊，他们两个选择都不要，其实。
But they accepted the service of the Nawab Hussein Shah because they didn't want to have the Vaishnavas tortured.
但是呢，啊，他们最后还是接受了啊这个 Nawab Hussein Shah 的这个啊聘请，因为他们不愿意呢。 啊，让当时在那一区域的Vaishnava奉献者啊受到折磨。So
when Lord Chaitanya came to Ramakeli,
那么当主杰达拉玛巴布来到Ramakeli这个地方的时候，
he was with, it was tens of thousands of followers, big crowd.
那么呢，啊，他呢，杰达拉玛布和成千上万的追随者啊来一起，那么很多人呢聚集在一起。So
naturally that drew the attention of the Nawab, Hussein Shah.
那么呢，毫无疑问呢，啊，这会引起啊这个 Rama Hussein Shah 的注意。
So Nawab Hussein Shah called Sanatan Goswami, saying, "Who is this person?"
那么 Nawab Hussein Shah 呢，就把 Sanatan Goswami 叫来，问道，啊，这个人是谁？
I've heard he's a great saint.
啊，这个我听说他是伟大的圣哲。
But Sanatan Goswami didn't trust the Nawab.
啊，但是 Sanatan Goswami 呢，不信任这个 Nawab Hussein Shah.
He understood today he's something saying something nice, and tomorrow he can do something very hurtful.
啊，因为他知道了，今天啊他会讲一些很好的话，但是呢，明天呢他又会做一些恶事。
He said he's a renunciate and he's on his way to Vrindavan.
那么呢，这个 Sanatan Goswami 就说呢，啊，他是一个弃绝者，只是呢，啊。
But he sings and he dances, so he gets lots of followers.
但是呢，啊，他唱歌跳舞，因此呢，啊，吸引很多追随者。
You shouldn't take him too seriously and left it at that.
那你不应该太在意这个，让他过。
Then he went to see Lord Chaitanya.
啊，接着呢，啊，他就去啊见了铁塔尔玛。
And he cautioned Lord Chaitanya, "I think you should leave this place even before the end of the day."
啊，那么呢，他。 提醒铁达尔玛布，告诉他的，我觉得你应该啊，在今天这个日子过完之前呢，就离开这个地方。
You caught the attention of Nawab Hussein Shah.
啊，你因为你引起了 Nawab Hussein Shah 的注意。
And he's a very vicious man.
那么呢，这个人呢是非常邪恶的人。
I'm concerned for your safety and the safety of the devotees that are with you.
啊，我呢这个担心你以及和你在一起的这些奉献者的安全。
Best if you leave as soon as possible.
啊，最好呢，你尽快离开这个地方。We've
been very anxious to get your association, and now you're here.
那么呢，我们非常渴望获得你的援引。
你现在却来了。 But your safety is more important than my happiness.
但是呢，这个你的安全呢，比我们的快乐更为的重要。
So Lord Chaitanya considered what he had said.
所以解当老古啊，这个听了这个啊，Sanatana Goswami的话以后呢，考虑了一下。And
early the next morning, he said to those that were with him.
那么呢，第二天早上一早，他就和 跟他在一起的那些人说,
Sanatana Goswami is very wise.
Sanatana Goswami呢非常有智慧。
I'm going to take his advice and leave this place at once.
我将接受他的这个建议，立刻离开这个地方。
He went some short distance that morning to Kanai Natashala.
那么呢，他去到了这个很附近的一个Kanai Natashala.
Kanai Natashala.
Kanai Natashala 这个地方。
It was a place that he had also visited just after his initiation from Ishwarapuri.
那么呢，这个地方呢，是他呢，这个在接受了这个Ishwarapuri启迪以后，去过的那个地方。
And then he went straight south to Puri instead of going to Vrindavan.
那么呢，从那个地方呢，Chaitanya老布就径直
During that time when the three brothers saw Lord Chaitanya for the first time,
那么呢，在那一次这三个兄弟第一次见到Chaitanya Mahaprabhu的时候,
Jiva Goswami had also just been born.
Jiva Goswami才刚刚诞生下来。
The histories of his early childhood are not clear.
那么呢，这个
But most of the biographers say that he was born at that time and was in Lord Chaitanya's association.
但是呢，绝大多数他的传记呢说到的，他便是在那个时代那个时候出生的，也是Chaitanya Mahaprabhu的一个同游。
Sometime shortly after that.
那么呢，在那个时候。
The three brothers quit their government service.
那么这三个兄弟呢，便辞去了政府的职位。
And in different ways, they made attempts to join Lord Chaitanya's association.
那么呢，他们便尝试了不同各种方法的，以便加入Chaitanya Mahaprabhu的这个联谊。
This meant that Jiva Goswami was in the care of his mother and grew up knowing about Lord Chaitanya but never having met him, even as a young boy.
那么呢，这个时候呢，吉巴哥斯瓦米呢，在他妈妈这个带着。那么尽管呢，他听到过Chaitanya Mahaprabhu，但是却从来没有见过Chaitanya Mahaprabhu，尽管他很年轻。So
he continued with his education.
那么他继续上学。He
was a brilliant scholar even as a young boy.
那么即便是一个小孩啊。
All the teachings that were given to him by his teachers, he mastered immediately.
那么呢，在学校，老师给他的这个教导啊，他立刻能够学会。
And by the time he became a teenager, 16, 17 years of age,
那么当他到了16、17岁的青少年的时候，
his desire to be with his uncles, Rupa and Sanatana Goswami,
那么呢，他就想呢，和自己的叔叔，Rupa Sanatana在这一块。
At that time, they were living in Vrindavan.
在那个时候呢，他的叔叔们呢，已经在Vrindavan居住了。
He requested permission from his mother to go take their shelter.
那么呢，他就这个征询母亲的同意，征询母亲的许可，自己。
Because his father had died when he was just still a young boy.
因为当他还是很年幼的时候，他的父亲就已经去世。
By this time, Lord Chaitanya had also completed his pastimes.
那么在那个时候呢，Chaitanya Mahaprabhu已经完成了他的这个逍遥时光。
Otherwise, he would have wanted to go to Puri and be with Lord Chaitanya.
不然的话呢，这个吉巴哥斯瓦米呢。 就肯定会去普里，而不是去文达文。
His mother gave permission. Then Jiva Goswami, on his way to Vrindavan, he wanted to first visit Navadvipa and see the places of Lord Chaitanya's pastimes.
那么呢，他想先去Navadvipa，先看一看呢，这个Chaitanya Mahaprabhu举行逍遥时光的地方。
When he reached Navadvipa,
那么当他到达了Navadvipa之后，
by the mercy of the Supreme Lord, Lord Nityananda was there.
那么呢，在至尊主的这个安排之下呢，Nityananda不在那儿。And
immediately, Lord Nityananda and Jiva Goswami became ecstatic in love of God.
那么立刻，他们两个人呢，便充满了对神的爱，处在极乐当中。So
although Jiva Goswami never personally met Lord Chaitanya,
那么尽管呢，这个Jiva Goswami从来没有碰到过Chaitanya Mahaprabhu。
And he met Lord Nityananda.
但是呢，他却见到了Nityananda。
And who is more dear to Lord Chaitanya than Lord Nityananda?
那么呢，这个有谁？ 比Nityananda Mahaprabhu对主Chaitanya Mahaprabhu更爱的呢？
So for days and days, he just sat at Lord Nityananda's feet and heard the wonderful glories and pastimes of Lord Chaitanya from him.
那因此呢，这个日复一日啊，这个Jiva Goswami呢，便坐在Chaitanya Mahaprabhu的莲花啊，坐在这个Nityananda Mahaprabhu的莲花足下，聆听主Nityananda Mahaprabhu的啊讲述有关主Chaitanya Mahaprabhu的逍遥时光。
Who can imagine what that was like?
这个谁可以想象一下啊？那会是一个什么样的状况
？Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote a book.
这个 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 呢，他写了一本书
，describing the parikrama of Navadvipa that Lord Nityananda took Jiva Goswami throughout all the places of Lord Chaitanya's pastimes.
那么呢，这本书呢，描述了啊，主 Nityananda Prabhu 带着 Jiva Goswami 啊，这个在 Navadvipa Town。 这个举行 parikram， 也就是啊，这个徒步绕拜这个圣 Navadvipa 这个圣地的时候啊，这个Nityananda Mahaprabhu跟 Jiva Goswami 所讲的有关 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 所有的这些逍遥时光。
Those of you that have been to Mayapur，
那些去过 Mayapur 的奉献者，
certainly you've gone on that parikrama around Mayapur, around Navadvipa during the Mayapur festival time。
那么你们肯定。 在这个Mayapur节日期间呢，啊，绕拜过这个Mayapur这个圣地。The
groups follow that exact path that Lord Nityananda took Jiva Goswami on.
我们的队伍啊，这个线路啊，和当年这个Nityananda Prabhu 带着Jiva Goswami 绕拜啊Mayapur的线路是一模一样的。
It takes 7 full days to complete that tour.
大概需要七天整啊，才能够走完。
By the end of that ecstatic experience, Jiva Goswami was floating in happiness.
那么呢，在这个 parikrama 结束以后，那么 Jiva Goswami 呢，充满着喜乐，洋溢着这个沉浸在喜乐当中。
Lord Nityananda gave his blessings.
主Nityananda将自己的赐福赐给Jiva Goswami。
He told Jiva Goswami to go to Vrindavan.
他告诉Jiva Goswami去Vrindavan。
But before then, and take shelter of Rupa and Sanatan.
并且呢，这个托比Rupa和Sanatan。
Before that, however, he told Jiva Goswami to go to Benares and study under one great scholar who was a follower of Lord Chaitanya, but who was also very scholarly in the atheistic teachings derived from the Vedas.
但是呢，这个人呢，他这个学者呢，也对这个韦陀经典当中的无神论的教义啊，也很专业。There
are great munis and rishis who had written those teachings ages ago.
那么呢，有一些 rishi 还有 muni 啊，也就是圣哲们呢，啊，他们在这个多年前呢，啊，他们写的。 相关的这些文献。
But they're all atheistic.
但是这些文献呢，其实都是无神论的教育。
This was a very important step in Jiva Goswami's education.
那么呢，这是在 Jiva Goswami 受教育的过程当中啊，很重要的一步。
Because in addition to learning what are Lord Chaitanya's teachings,
因为除了学习主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的教导之外，
he learned what all the opposing teachings are and where their weaknesses are.
那么呢，他也学了所有那些反对主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的教导的那些教导，以及呢，他了解了这些教导的这个弱点在什么地方。
He not only knew what was right, but he also knew what was wrong and why it was wrong.
他不仅仅知道什么东西是对的，什么东西是错的，他也知道了他错在什么地方。
And then he went to Vrindavan.
那么学完以后呢，他就去到 Vrindavan.
When he went to Vrindavan, the first place he went to was Radha Govinda Temple.
那么呢，到了 Vrindavan 之后呢，他去的第一地方呢，就是 Radha Govinda 庙。
And he was seated in the temple, seeing the beautiful form of the deity.
那么呢，他并非坐在庙里面，这个看着神像的，看着美丽的神像。
And Rupa Goswami entered.
那么呢，接着 Rupa Goswami 便进来了。
Although he had not seen Jiva Goswami since he was a little infant.
那么呢，尽管呢，这个Rupa Goswami 呢，这个。一直没有见过这个吉巴哥什么，只是小孩，只是当吉巴哥什么还是一个婴儿的时候，他见过。
By his spiritual power, he immediately recognized this is Jiva Goswami.
那么呢，凭着他灵性的这个力量啊，他立刻便认出来，哦，这个便是他的这个吉巴哥什么。
Rupa Goswami accepted Jiva Goswami not only as his nephew but as a disciple.
那么呢 ，Rupa Goswami 呢？便接纳了这个吉巴哥斯瓦米，毕竟不仅仅作为自己的侄子，同时呢，也把他收为门徒。
He personally took him to meet Gopal Bhatta Goswami.
他亲自带他的去见了 Gopal Bhatta Goswami.
And requested Gopal Bhatta Goswami to train him in deity worship.
这个请求 Gopal Bhatta Goswami 呢，教吉巴哥斯瓦米呢去崇拜神像。
And later, Rupa Goswami.Trained him in the scriptures.
那么后来呢，这个 Rupa Goswami 呢，便教了这个 Jiva Goswami 的经典。
Rupa Goswami also gave him a particular residence to stay.
那么 Rupa Goswami 呢，也给了 Jiva Goswami 一个地方住。
That place is in the same area where Radha and Krishna would regularly perform rasa dance. It's called Rasa Stali.
那么呢，这个地方叫做 Rasa Stali。也就是Radha Krishna 呢经常在那里举行消时光的地方。
So right in that Rasa Stali area was the place where Jiva Goswami was given to stay.
那么呢，就是在这个 Radha Krishna 举行消时光的这个 Rasa Stali 这个地方，那么 Jiva Goswami 呢就居住在那里。
After some time, Rupa Goswami with his own hands made deities for.Jiva Goswami to worship.
那么呢，一段时间以后呢，这个Rupa Goswami 呢亲手制作了这个神像，那么让Jiva Goswami 来崇拜。
And the deity is exquisitely beautiful.
那么这个神像呢，美丽绝伦，美丽绝伦。
Rupa Goswami was so talented.
这个Rupa Goswami 呢非常。这个天才，简直是一个天才啊。
How he began training Jiva Goswami.
那么他是如何开始训练 Jiva Goswami 的呢？
Was training him in character.
是从这个训练他的这个性格开始的。
Because high education must be based upon good character.
为什么呢？因为高等的教育啊，应该是基于一个人好的这个性格的基础之上的。
So one of the first things that a young brahmachari is to be trained in is humility.
因此呢，这个首先这个培养这个一个 brahmachari 所需要培养的呢，就是谦卑。
So Jiva Goswami was given the service of.Menial tasks.
那因此呢，他们便给吉瓦哥斯瓦米呢 这个派了非常这个卑微的服务座。
For example,
举一个例子来说呢
，For Rupa Goswami's writing,
啊，这个就 Rupa Goswami 的啊写作来说
，Jiva Goswami was to prepare the leaves so he could do his writing.
那么呢 ，Jiva Goswami 呢就要准备那个树叶。给 Rupa Goswami 写
He didn't tell him right away to study books or to write books.
那这个他们并没有叫这个 Jiva Goswami 呢立刻学习书啊写书，没有立刻叫他这样去做。
He gave him very humble menial service.
而是先给了他非常卑微的服务去做。
Jiva Goswami was very happy to be engaged in service to Rupa Goswami.
那么呢 ，Jiva Goswami 呢能够啊为 Rupa Goswami 举行这个去从事这样卑微的服务啊，他感觉到很开心。
And just doing simple chores of cleaning and whatever it was that Rupa Goswami wanted, he was happy.
这个同时呢，啊，无论 Rupa Goswami 要他洗一些什么东西，清洁什么东西，啊 ，Jiva Goswami 都会非常快乐的去做。
In time, Rupa Goswami began giving the teachings that Lord Chaitanya had given to him.
那么呢，这过了一段时间以后呢，啊，这个 Rupa Goswami 呢便将主切达玛普拉布给他的教导传给了吉瓦戈斯瓦米。
There are a couple of stories that are described in a book called Bhakti Ratnakar.
在一本叫做 Bhakti Ratnakar 这本书里面呢，他描述了这其中的一些故事。
One of those stories is that one scholar that was traveling, a debating scholar was traveling about India.
那么呢，其中一个故事呢，描述的是，有一个学者，那么呢，在印度呢云游。那么这个学者呢，总是找人去辩论。
And his program was to go to holy places.
那么呢，他的这个这个活动呢是去圣地。
And then he would find out who the most renowned scholar was in that holy place.
他这个学者就是什么呢？要去圣地找到一个最气绝的最有名望的这个学者跟他辩论。
And then he would challenge them to debate.
当他找到这样一个这个气绝的在圣地找到一个气绝的学者的时候呢，这个学者就会跟他辩论。
The man was very proud.
所以这个人呢很骄傲。
And just a materialistic intellectual.
仅仅是物质世俗的智慧而已。
So he came to Vrindavan.
所以呢，这个人来到了 Vrindavan.
And he said, "Who is the greatest scholar in the whole of Vrindavan?"
他就大声问道，这 Vrindavan 谁是最了不起的学者
？And everyone said, "Rupa Goswami."
众人都说 Rupa Goswami.
So we went to find Rupa Goswami.
所以呢，那个人呢便去找 Rupa Goswami.
He said, "My dear sir, I hear you're a great scholar."
他说呢，哦，亲爱的先生，我听说你是。这里最有名的这个学者。
But I am the greatest scholar in the whole of the land.
但是呢，我却是整个这个地方的最有名的这个学者。
But I'd like to engage in debate with you.
我呢想和你挑战。
We'll see who is the greater scholar, you or me.
我们来分个高低。
And Rupa Goswami had no interest in some mundane personality like that.
那么 Rupa Goswami 呢，对一些世俗的这样的人呢，没有那么的兴趣。
So he said, "My dear sir, it's obvious that you're highly intelligent and far superior to me. I just accept defeat."
这个 Rupa Goswami 说，我亲爱的先生，这个毫无疑问呢，你的这个本事啊，比我要大得多啊。我承认，我被你打败了。
And then.The visiting man said, "If you accept defeat, then you sign a little note that says you've been defeated by me, and I am the greater scholar."
那么呢，那个来访的这个学者他说的，说到，如果你说这个你被我这个打这个辩不赢我的话呢，那你应该在这签个字证明呢你的确是被我打这个辩不赢我击败了被我。
And Rupa Goswami said, "Certainly, I'll sign."
Rupa Goswami 说啊，好，没问题，我签字。
Thank you very much for being kind upon me.
谢谢你对我这么好。
And the man went away very proud.
那么那个人呢，就骄傲的走了。
And the word spread fast.
那么呢，这个消息呢，很快就传开了。
The scholar has defeated Rupa Goswami.
这个学者来访的学者呢，击败了 Rupa Goswami.
And when Jiva Goswami heard, he immediately went to that person. He said, I am just a student of Rupa Goswami, but I don't believe that you defeated him. I challenge you to a debate.
Jiva Goswami said, His
interest was defending the honor of his spiritual master.
In
several days passed, and he soundly defeated this puffed up scholar.
把这个骄傲的这个外来访的学者击败了。
The man immediately left Vrindavan ashamed of being defeated by a young boy.
那个来访的学者立刻害羞的离开了这个Vrindavan，因为为什么呢？因为他是被一个年轻人所击败的。Then
Rupa Goswami called Jiva Goswami.
接着呢，Rupa Goswami 唤来。
He said, "This isn't very good."
说到了，你这样做不好。
I had no interest in debating with this man, so I just signed something.
那我对和这个人变得一点兴趣也没有，我只签是就顺手签的字而已。
I understand that you are defending my honor.
我知道了，你是在维护我的荣耀。But
we don't waste, Vaishnavas don't waste their time with such mundane personalities.
但是呢，一个 Vaishnava 奉献者啊，不应该。 在这个这样世俗的人身上呢，浪费这样的时间。
Perhaps there is some pride in your heart.
或许呢，在你的内心还有点骄傲。
And for this reason, you also took up debate with this man.
也就是因为这个原因，你便会选择和这个来访的学者的辩论。
To remain in Vrindavan, you have to be very humble.
你要想留在文达文的话呢，你得非常谦卑才行。
And to help free your heart from that pain of pride,
那么,
the poison of pride.
这个为了帮助你啊，这个清除像毒药一般的心中的这个骄傲。
You should leave Vrindavan at once.
你得立刻离开 Vrindavan.
Jiva Goswami was very unhappy.
听到这个消息的吉瓦格斯瓦米一点也不开心。
But he received the order of the spiritual master.
但是呢，这是他临行导师给他的训示。
So he left Vrindavan.
因此呢，他就离开了文达文。
He was gone for a whole year.
去了离开了一年。
And the devotees in Vrindavan very much missed Jiva Goswami's presence.
那么呢，文达文的奉献者呢，非常这个想念吉瓦格斯瓦米的涟漪。
One day, Sanatan Goswami was taking his bath in the river Jamuna.
那么一天，这个Sanatana Goswami呢，在Jamuna河里面沐浴。
And as he was bathing, he saw floating down the river Jamuna a book.
那么正在他沐浴的时候呢，他就看到这个顺着Jamuna河的流水，有一本书流到他跟前。Because
books at that time were written on leaves.
因为那个时候的书啊，是写在树叶上面的。
So he took the book and looked at the pages, and he recognized Jiva Goswami's writing.
所以他把那本书捡了起来，便读了起来，发现呢，这个字体啊是Jiva Goswami的字体。
So he could understand Jiva Goswami is upstream somewhere.
所以他就明白了，Jiva Goswami肯定在河的上游。
So he just followed the bank of the river Jamuna upstream.
所以呢，他就沿着Jamuna河的河岸，沿着往上水走。
In a cave along the bank of the river Jamuna.
那么呢，在Jamuna河岸的一个山洞里头。
He found Jiva Goswami.
他找到了Jiva Goswami.
He said, "You've been away from Vrindavan long enough."
这个Sanatana Goswami说了，你离开Vrindavan已经 这么长时间了,
I'll make an arrangement with my brother that you can return to Vrindavan.
我会回去跟我的弟弟好好商量一下的，这个接你回来。So
Sanatan Goswami went straight back to Vrindavan.
那么Sanatan Goswami 就直接回到了 Vrindavan,
hiding Jiva Goswami at some distance.
那么呢，这个将 Jiva Goswami 呢藏在。
He went to the door of Rupa Goswami's cottage.
那么呢，他就来到了这个 Rupa Goswami 的院子里头.
My dear brother Rupa.
我亲爱的这个兄弟 Rupa.
I have a question for you.
我有个问题要问你.
And all of the teachings of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
那么在主前的马可福所有的教导当中,
what is the most important quality that a devotee should carry in their heart?
那么这个一个奉献者心中最应该有的品格是什么呢?
And immediately Rupa Goswami said, "Jiva Daya, mercy upon a jiva." Living at mercy upon living entities.
那么呢，这个卢布格斯瓦米落地的回答说叫吉瓦陀呀，也就是呢，对这个堕落的灵魂仁慈。
Sanatan Goswami said, "Very good."
Sanatan Goswami 说好，不错。
And I have right over here one very insignificant jiva.
那在我这里的正好有一个微不足道的jiva.
Our nephew.
我们的侄子。
And you should show your mercy to him.
你应该呢对他仁慈。
Please accept him back in Vrindavan.
请接受他回到Vrindavan.
So Rupa Goswami accepted.
所以Rupa Goswami就接受了.
The book that Jiva Goswami was writing,
那么Jiva Goswami所写的那本书,
is a very famous book.
是一本非常有名的书.
It's been translated into English by translators.
那么呢，这个被翻译成英文。
The title of the book is Gopal Champu.
那么呢，这本书的名字叫做 Gopal Champu.
And it's a book describing Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan.
描述的是 Krishna 在 Vrindavan 的逍遥时光.
In the pastimes of Krishna in Vrindavan,
在这个 Vrindavan Krishna 的逍遥时光里面,
he describes Radha and Krishna being married.
那么呢，他描述到的 Radha 和 Krishna 结了婚.
There was a reason behind this.
为什么会这样呢？这后面是有原因的。
The followers of Lord Chaitanya accepted that Radha and Krishna were not married.
他们认为的Radha和Krishna是没有结婚的。
And there's a Sanskrit term for that.
那么呢，就是呢，还有一个专门的梵文俗语。
Parakya means love outside of marriage.
Parakya就是什么呢？就是婚姻之外的爱。
And there's another term, swakya, that means love inside marriage.
还有一个俗语叫做swakya, 也就是说呢，婚姻之间的爱。
During the time the six Goswamis were living in Vrindavan,
那么在这个六位Goswami居住在Vrindavan期间,
there were the followers of Lord Chaitanya,
他们是这个Chaitanya的追随者。
And there were other Vaishnavas.
当然还有其他的Vaishnava。
And those other Vaishnavas had a disagreement with Lord Chaitanya's teachings.
那么呢，另外这些Vaishnava奉献者的，他们不同意这个不接受Chaitanya的这个教导。
They didn't like this idea.
他们不喜欢这么一种想法。
That Radha and Krishna were associating with each other but not married.
什么思想呢？也就是Radha和Krishna在一起联姻，但是呢，他们却没有结婚。
So Jiva Goswami wrote in the mood of reconciliation of those two different groups. Jiva Goswami wrote in such a way to bring together the two different groups, reconcile.
那么呢，这个Jiva Goswami呢，编写的这本书啊，这个意思呢，就是想把这两群奉献者拉近他们之间的关系。
So, the other group could read Gopal Champu and say, "Oh, Lord Chaitanya's followers are nice."
另外那群奉献者的，他们读了 Gopal Champu 这本书以后啊，他们就明白哦，Chaitanya的追随不错。
That was written specifically following the chastisement of Rupa Goswami.
那么呢，这就是这本书呢，它就是在什么呢？按照 Rupa Goswami的惩罚以后啊，Jiva Goswami所写的。
Rupa Goswami was saying, "Don't engage in debate like this."
那么 Rupa Goswami 对他说呢，你不应该浪费时间去和人辩论。
So Jiva Goswami wrote the opinion of the other side. Jiva Goswami wrote the opinion in favor of the other side.
所以呢 ，Jiva Goswami 写在他的书中呢，就是这个就是为别另外一方就是。 站在另外一方的角度上面去写的这本书。
Later, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur explained.
后来呢，这个Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur呢，他解释到，
It is not possible for Jiva Goswami to hold a different view than that held by Rupa Goswami.
啊，那么如果没有Rupa Goswami的帮助的话，哈，这个Jiva Goswami呢，啊，写那样的观点呢，是不可能的。
But he wrote this way because of political circumstances in Vrindavan at the time.
但是呢，他之所以这样写呢，是因为当时在文达文的那么一种政治的气氛。And
that's confirmed by other writings of Jiva Goswami.
那么呢，Jiva Goswami 的其他的这个著作也确认了这一点。Jiva
Goswami, of the books that Jiva Goswami wrote, three of them are commentaries on Srimad Bhagavatam.
那么呢，在吉瓦戈斯瓦米的所写的众多的书籍当中啊，其中有三本呢是对Srimad Bhagavatam的这个评述。
For example, Srila Prabhupada translated Srimad Bhagavatam.
举例来说呢，啊，Srila Prabhupada他翻译了Srimad Bhagavatam.
And he made the purports, the Bhaktivedanta purports.
啊，他呢写了他的Bhaktivedanta评述。
And Jiva Goswami did a similar translation of the entire Srimad Bhagavatam with his commentary.
那么呢，Jiva Goswami呢，他也翻译了整部的这个Srimad Bhagavatam，同时呢也写了他的评注。He
wrote a second commentary just on the 10th canto Bhagavatam.
那么呢，对这个第十篇Bhagavatam呢，他又再一次做了评注。And
he wrote a third commentary.
同时呢，他也写了。
And the third commentary was on the topics within the Srimad Bhagavatam.
那么呢，这第三次评注的是就这个Bhagavatam当中的话题的评注。You
will hear this mentioned many times as you continue in your devotional service.
那么呢，随着你们不断的这个从事奉献性的服务。
The term is Sandarbhas, the Sandarbhas of Jiva Goswami.
这个俗语就是Jiva Goswami 的 Sandarbha.
Sandarbha is this topic by topic commentary.
Sandarbha 就指的是什么呢？这个话题与话题的这个评述。
In all three of those Srimad Bhagavatam commentaries by Jiva Goswami.
这个吉瓦戈斯瓦米编写的，就国家瓦坛呢写了三部评注。
He explains in detail that Radha and Krishna were not married.
那么呢，他非常详尽的描述了 Radha 和 Krishna 呢，他实际上是没有结婚的。
But that was simply Leela.
但是呢，这仅仅是 Leela.
Because the deeper understanding is they're eternally the energy and the energetic.
因为什么呢？因为 这个最深刻的领悟便是什么呢？他们是一个是能量，一个是能量的源头。
As much as the sun and the sunshine are inseparable,
就像阳光和太阳是不能分开的一样。
Krishna and Radha are inseparable.
Krishna 和 Radha 也是不能够分开的。
The energetic and the energy are inseparable.
这个能量的源头和能量是不可以分的。
So whether Radha and Krishna were married or Radha and Krishna were not married is actually irrelevant.
因此呢，无论 Radha and Krishna 结婚与否呢，都是没有关系的。
In Leela they may be married, in Leela they may be not married, but they're eternally associated.
那么在逍遥时光当中呢，他们结婚也好，不结婚也好，但是呢，他们是永恒的连接在一起的。
And similarly, the gopis are expansions of Radha.
同样道理的，那些牧牛姑娘们呢，也是Radha的这个扩展。
So when Krishna was associating with the gopis in Vrindavan.
因此当这个 Krishna 在 Vrindavan 和那些牧牛姑娘在一起的时候，联姻的时候。
It's the same as Krishna associating with Radha.
这就像 Krishna 和 Radharani 在一起联姻是一样的。It
is like the sun associating with the sunshine.
就好像太阳和阳光在一起联姻一样。Perfectly
natural.
这是 完美的，很自然的。
There's no question of something else.
根本不存在别的
Can the sun be without sunshine, or the sunshine without the sun?
那么阳光, 太阳能不能离开阳光呢? 或者是阳光能不能离开太阳呢?
In so many ways, Jiva Goswami explained this.
那么呢, Jiva Goswami 便用很多种方式描写了这一点。
And this is found elaborately in his writings.
那么呢, 你可以在他的著, 很多的著作当中啊, 啊, 读到这一些。
There's one other prominent incident that's described.
那么呢,还描述了另外一个很有趣的事,很著名的事。
There was a contemporary, someone who lived at the same time as Lord Chaitanya, and that was Ballabha Bhatta.
那么呢,这个有一个和铁达拉玛布布的,这个就是当
Ballabha Bhatta is from a different sampradaya.
Ballabha Bhatta是来自于另外一个传系的.
But he lived at the same time as Lord Chaitanya.
但是呢，他的这个是和铁达拉玛布是同一代人嘛。
There's some exchanges between them described in Chaitanya Charitamrita.
那么呢，在 Chaitanya Charitamrita 当中呢，描述了。
But in the Bhakti Ratnakar, there's another exchange that's described.
但是在Bhakti Ratnakar这本书里面呢，它也描述另外一种交流。Between
Rupa Goswami and Ballabha Bhatta.
这个交流呢是在Rupa Goswami和到Ballabha Bhatta之间的交流。Ballabha
Bhatta was a Krishna Bhakta also.
那Ballabha Bhatta呢，他也是Krishna的Bhakta.
He liked to stay in Vrindavan. In fact, those of you that have been to Vrindavan may recall on the Govardhan Parikrama there's one place where many people are offering milk to the tongue of Govardhan.
那么呢,有一个地方呢,就是很多人呢,这个会将牛奶
Yeah, but there's one place that is big, almost commercial. They have so many pujaris and making a big deal about offering milk to the tongue of Govardhan.
但是在另外一个地方呢，看起来好像是一个商业集市一样，有很多pujari。 Many pujaris there doing what?
Offering milk to Govardhan Hill, to the tongue of Govardhan.
就是他们那pujari都在将牛奶供奉给这个Govardhan山的舌头.
Those are Ballabha Bhatta descendants in his line.
那么呢，也就是这些的啊，这些人就是什么呢？ Ballabha Bhatta的这个后裔.
And there's a little village where the followers of Ballabha Bhatta stay right there.
那么呢，就在那个地方呢，便有这么一个村庄。那么村子里面住的呢，都是Ballabha Bhatta的追随者。So
Ballabha Bhatta liked being in Vrindavan.
所以呢，Ballabha Bhatta呢，他喜欢居住在Vrindavan。So
Jiva Goswami and he made a friendship. Rupa Goswami and Ballabha Bhatta made a friendship.
那么呢，Rupa Goswami呢？ 和Ballabha Bhatta建立了友好的关系。
Rupa Goswami was involved in writing a book.
那么Rupa Goswami在写书。
The book was Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu or Nectar of Devotion.
当时写的书呢叫做Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, 也就是教会的甘露。
So Rupa Goswami made a request.
那么Rupa Goswami有一个请求。
Ballabha Bhatta, you're a great scholar.
说的Ballabha Bhatta你是一个伟大的学者。
Can you please read my book?
你能不能读一读我的书呢?
And if you find some errors, can you bring it to my attention?
如果你能够发现其中的错误的话呢，你可以提醒我。
Ballabha Bhatta was very honored.
那这个Ballabha Bhatta感觉到很受到荣耀。
Yes, I'm a big scholar.
是的，我是一个大的学者。
I'll look over your writings and see if I find mistakes.
我会看看你写的书，看看能不能发现其中的错。
Rupa Goswami was happy.
那么Rupa Goswami也很高兴。
Some days passed.
那过了几天,
and Ballabha Bhatta spoke to Rupa Goswami about something he was not so comfortable with.
那么呢，巴拉巴达呢，啊，便对这个Rupa Goswami讲呢，啊，他书中有几点看起来啊，不令人满意的地方。
Rupa Goswami wrote one verse.
那么Rupa Goswami呢，写了一个诗节，
where he compared the pursuit of fruitive activities and liberation.
啊，这个诗节是关于什么呢？ 这个果报性结果的追求，以及这个果报性的反应。
To be like being haunted by two witches.
就像什么呢？被两个女巫附了身一样。
And the comment of Balabhata.
那么呢，Balabhata的这个评述便是，
he said that's a little extreme.
这种解释太极端了，他抱怨说。
I'm not so comfortable with comparing Bhukti and Mukti to witches.
那这个，我对你将这个Bhukti Mukti比作这个女巫啊，感觉到不舒服。
So Rupa Goswami said, let me consider your comment.
那么呢，这个Rupa Goswami呢，说了，我会考虑一下你的评述。
He didn't say yes, he didn't say no, he said this nice thing. So let me just consider it.
这个Rupa Goswami并没有说对还是错，只是说呢，我会考虑一下你的提议。
But Jiva Goswami heard,
但是Jiva Goswami听到了，
that Balabhata found some mistake.
那这个Balabhata呢， 在Rupa Goswami的书中找到一些错。
So he took Balabhata to task. He argued with Balabhata. Privately, he took Balabhata to the side and convinced him thoroughly that it was the proper comparison.
因此呢，他就将这个Balabhata带到毕竟处，并跟他争论起来，并且说服了他的这个Rupa Goswami所写的这个书是完全正确的。
After hearing from Jiva Goswami,
那么在聆听到了Jiva Goswami的解释之后，
Balabhata went back to Rupa Goswami.
那么Balabhata又回到Rupa Goswami跟前。
He said, your disciple Jiva, he's very intelligent.
说到了你的门徒Jiva Goswami非常有智慧。
He gave me many, many scriptural examples.
他给了我很多很多经典上面的这个例子。
And now I'm convinced that that is a suitable comparison.
现在呢，我完全明白啊，你这样写啊， 是完全恰当的。
Later Rupa Goswami called Jiva Goswami.
后来呢，这个事后啊，Rupa Goswami又把Jiva Goswami叫来。
Why have you spoken to him like this?
问到了，你为什么要这样跟Balabhata说？
I asked him to help me.
我请他帮我。
And he was helping me.
他在帮我。
And that was very kind of him.
他非常不错的帮我。
Now you've engaged in debate with him and showed him why he was wrong.
现在呢，你却跟他去辩论，证明他是错的。
To remain in Vrindavan, one must be very humble.
你要想留在Vrindavan的话，一定要很谦卑才行。
Rupa Goswami was right on top of Jiva Goswami.
这个Rupa Goswami呢，就是骂了这个Jiva Goswami一顿。
And that's always very good.
那么这样做总是很好的。
One may have a little success in doing something.
那么你可能做某样事，可能取得一点点成功。
Or a moderate amount of success in doing something. Moderate, medium amount, or great amount of success.
或者是取得很巨大的成功。
In any case, there's a tendency for pride to come into the heart.
在任何的情况下呢，这个内心呢，都会有一种骄傲产生。
Oh, you cut the vegetables very nicely and very quickly. You're such a good helper in the kitchen.
哦，你真是一个好助手啊。 菜切得那么好，那么快。
Yes, I'm such a good helper in the kitchen.
是的，我是一个好助手，厨房里的。
And become proud.
我们就会骄傲。
Like that, I was describing this yesterday.
我们昨天描述过这样的一些事儿。
Oh, you've dressed the deities so nicely.
你给神像穿的衣服真漂亮。
Yes, I've dressed the deities so nicely.
是的，我给神像穿的好漂亮。
The tendency to become proud over some small thing It's so easy.
啊，就一件，就一点点小事而变得骄傲，其实是很容易发生的。
So it's always important to have a well-wisher, someone who is very kind.
因此呢，啊，这个在这种情况下呢，啊，有一个这个祝愿者，也就是一个很仁慈的人在场的话。
Very kindly reminding us that we should not become proud.
啊，他的很仁慈的提醒我们啊，不要骄傲。这样的人非常的重要。
We should always stay very humble.
啊，我们应该啊，总是保持非常谦卑的心态。
The example that's given in Chaitanya Charitamrita.
对不对？啊，在 Chaitanya Charitamrita 当中呢，有一个例子。
Is the example of a tree.
啊，也就是一棵树的例子。
When a tree has many, many fruits.
那么呢，一棵树啊，结了很多很多的果实。
What happens to the branches of the fruits of the tree?
那么呢？啊，结满了果实的树的树枝会怎么样呢
？The branches are bowing down.
啊，那个树枝的便往下，啊，往下垂。
So similarly, a person who is very qualified.
同样道理呢，一个人如果一个人很有资格的话
，like the tree with many fruits.
啊，他就应该啊，像那个结满果实的树一样。
Is always bowing down before others in a very humble mood.
啊，总是呢。啊，这个啊，顶拜向别人顶拜。
And if there's even a little spot of pride in the heart,
not even
if there is a little spot of pride in the heart,
如果在他内心有一点这个骄傲的啊这个迹象的话
，it can destroy all the good benefits that come from devotional service done nicely.
那这一点这个骄傲的啊骄傲的痕迹啊，就会摧毁我们。这个奉献性服务当中啊，所给我们得的给我们带来的所有好的这个事情。
Prabhupada's example is sweet rice.
啊 ，Prabhupada 举个例子呢，就好像甜奶饭一样。
Suppose you make some very nice sweet rice to offer to Krishna.
假如说呢，你啊做了一些非常好的甜奶饭供奉给 Krishna.
But there's some sand in the sweet rice.
但是呢，啊，在甜奶饭当中呢，却有点沙子。
The sweet rice becomes inedible. You can't bear to eat it.
那么呢，你就没办法去喝这个吃这个甜奶饭。
Although the sweet rice may be very nice.
那尽管这个甜奶饭很不错。
So don't mix sand with sweet rice.
所以千万不要啊，在甜奶饭当中呢混那些沙子进去。
And don't mix similarly, don't mix pride with devotional performance.
因此呢，千万不要啊将骄傲和这个奉献性的服务掺杂在一块。
If you can do something nicely for Krishna.
如果你能够为 Krishna 做点好的事情的话
That's Krishna's mercy.
啊，这里是 Krishna 的仁慈。
But don't become proud.
但是呢，千万不要感觉到骄傲。
It's very, very dangerous.
啊，这样做的话呢，非常非常的危险。
It'll destroy everything good.
啊，它会这个摧毁你所有的一些好的事情。
So after Rupa and Sanatan Goswami left this world,
那么呢，在 Rupa 和 Sanatan Goswami 呢离开了这个世界之后
，Jiva Goswami naturally took the position of the next acharya in the cyclic line.
那么吉瓦戈斯瓦米很自然的啊，这个变成为了使徒传递系列里面的继承人。
And followers of Lord Chaitanya from all over India would go to Vrindavan.
那这个来自于印度的主切达玛巴布的所有的追随者呢，都会去到 Vrindavan.
Just like today.
就好像我们当今一样。
Vaishnavas from all over the world go to Vrindavan.
啊，来自于全世界的 Vaishnava 们都会去到 Vrindavan.
But they all wanted to take shelter of Rupa Goswami or Jiva Goswami.
啊，但是所有的这些啊奉献者都愿意靠近 Jiva Goswami.
And so he had a school where he was training these three principal acharyas to continue on the line.
因此呢，啊，他就建立了一个学校啊，专门来这个训练。他的学生其中有三个是最为杰出的。
He was gathering the library of the Goswamis.
那么呢，啊，他也建立了图书馆，把 Goswami 们出版的书啊，存放在里头。
Altar at the Radha Damodar Temple were the deities of many other acharyas. They were brought there because the deity worship standard was so nice.
啊，那么呢，在这个 Radha Damodar 神像，啊。
In the Radha Damodar temple,
啊，在 Radha Damodar 庙里面
，you'll see there are many deities.
啊，你可以看到有很多的神像。
Not just Radha Damodar, but six different sets of Radha Krishna deities.
不仅仅是 Radha Dama 的神像，还有六套六对其他的这个 Radha Krishna 的形象。
This is because acharyas that had Radha Krishna deities.
那都是因为先前的 acharya 他们有了这些神像。
After they left this world.
在他们离开了这个世界之后。
They had their deities sent to Radha Damodar Temple.
他们就把他们崇拜过的神像的这个。这个寄到了这个 Radha Dama 的庙。
Because the deity worship standard was done so nicely.
因为什么呢？因为在 Radha Dama 的庙那里的神像崇拜的标准非常的好。
In this way, Jiva Goswami continued the line of disciplic succession.
因此呢 ，Jiva Goswami 便继续这个。
He gave shelter to many, many elevated Vaishnavas.
那么呢，他给了很多这个杰出的这个 Vaishnava 与庇护。
And during his lifetime, the line of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very strong.
那么呢，在他的临在的时候这个 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的这个传承非常的强大。
This is very significant.
这一点非常的杰出。
Commonly in history,
通常在历史上
when there's a great spiritual leader,
当有一个伟大的灵性人物的时候
in either the first or the second generation after their departure,
那么呢，在这个 either the first and second generation,
after their departure, during the first generation or the second generation.Following their departure, everything collapses.
就是说呢，在这个伟大的灵性人物一代、二代可能很强，在他们离去以后的话呢，那么一切可能就会这个坍塌，就会。
That didn't happen during the time of Rupa and Sanatan.
但是呢，这样的事呢，并没有发生在 Rupa and Sanatan 的。
And that didn't happen during the life of Jiva Goswami.
也没有发生在 Jiva Goswami 的这个还在的时候。
And during the next generation following Jiva Goswami, similarly, because of their great spiritual gift to the world.
那么呢，在 Jiva Goswami 之后的Acharya 们也没有。那因为这是因为什么呢？这是因为呢，他们这个灵性这个典籍的巨大的这个贡献。
So there's a little summary of the life of Jiva Goswami.
所以刚才讲的就是有关 Jiva Goswami 的一点点生平的总结。
Anybody would like to raise a question or comment something?
大家有什么问题没有？
See the Jiva Goswami ki.
Yeah.